It's the Adam Gold Show. I'm Adam Gold. Graham Hill producing the program. He's on the ones and twos. He's trying to impress the host with Grateful Dead music. That's fine. I found out that there are Grateful Dead songs that my wife likes.
And also Fire on the Mountain for App State.
Oh, very good.
On the Mountain.
Very, very good. And we're all set for the Sun Belt Championship game. App heading to Troy to take on the Trojans there. Before we welcome in our guests, shouts to all of our friends up on the hill, up on the mountain, at the Rock. Those friends at App. And if you're listening in Asheville, ESPN Asheville, shouts to all of you. Appreciate Brian Hall keeping us on the air there. All right, Kirk Morrison is the analyst. We'll be on the game. 8-year NFL veteran linebacker with the Raiders and Jaguars and Bills, and now a college football analyst at ESPN. I know App didn't win their division, but what impressed you about going to JMU and knocking off the Dukes?
Well, they knocked off one of the most successful teams in all of college football over the last couple seasons, not just the Sun Belt. That's what impressed me, that they went into an environment and did not flinch, even had to go to overtime to get it done. And that's what really impressed me, especially when you talk to Coach Cignetti, formerly of JMU, now with Indiana of recent. But they didn't handle, obviously, the game day experience well. They didn't handle having college game day, sort of the eyeballs of college football on that game, that particular matchup, that particular setting. App State's been there before, right? Mm-hmm. They had it against Troy, and they ended up winning the game on one of the craziest plays that we've seen at the end. But they know what that environment was like. They won the football game against James Madison. So to me, when there's this conversation about, hey, James Madison should be in the conference championship, I think App State and Coach Sean Clark, they've got I think they have the right to say, you know what, we actually beat the actual conference leader or the king of the East. So it gives them some homage and playing in this game.
There's no question. I mean, look, I said it's so easy to like poke fun at the NCAA because it seems pretty logical that if you're like transitioning up a level, it's silly to make you also wait when you when you transition up. I could get if you were dropping from FBS to FCS. I could certainly understand, saying you guys need to pump the brakes for a little bit. So I think JMU should have been eligible for everything as they transition up. But with that said, go ahead.
Yeah, I could also throw in, talking to Sean Clark this morning, actually, was like, it's not like App State didn't have to go through that same process.
100%.
They were more eligible, too. So he understood, hey, this is also – this actual rule held us back when we first came from the FCS to the FBS. So I think that was also to a lot of other eyeballs that were looking and said, hey, you did this to us. Make sure you do it to them as well.
what's interesting is that because there's where we are in Raleigh, there's actually a ton of App State fans. They were mad when I'm actually fairly good friends with the AD who helped make the decision and transition them from FCS to FBS. And they had a lot of things in place. They had to do very little in the way of facilities improvements. There were some structural things, but really not that much to get themselves ready for FBS level athletics, to get the athletic department up there. But the fans were upset because they were winning championships at that level. And it took them like all of 1 year to start winning 10 games. So I guess my roundabout question is to you, Kirk Morrison of ESPN, about culture and how would you describe the culture of App State football?
It's unique. Yeah, and why I say it's unique is because the culture is winning. When you hear App State, no matter what, you think of some of the more monumental victories that they've had, thrown in Texas A&M, obviously Michigan, those big games. But you know that when you play against them, you've got to bring your A game. This is not a game in which you can kind of mess around and hope to get it to the fourth quarter. No, you're going to play a 60-minute football game and then some, right? They'll take you to overtime. And so that's the culture that they have had for a very long time. And now I look at, you know, just the way that the Sun Belt Conference has been, you still got to deal with App State. Now, there have been the Louisiana has come up and Coastal Carolina of recent, James Madison over the last couple of years. But the one team that ain't going nowhere that has been there is App State. They've won this conference, what is it now, what, four times or six times? I mean, how many conference championship games they've been in? If you don't, you can't start with the Sun Belt unless you start talking about App State. So as much as all this fun stuff has been going on and you've got new teams and who joined the conference, it's still been about App State. And if they win this game on Saturday versus Troy, I don't think that I definitely wouldn't be shocked. I give them a strong chance, together with the people in Vegas say. I give them a big shot at winning because of what we just talked about, the culture and the brand of App State.
Kirk Morrison from ESPN will be on the call of the game at 4 o'clock on ESPN Saturday when App State takes on Troy on the road. The road hasn't been unkind to App State. Obviously, they won was Harrisonburg when they beat JMU there. And the truth is that their offense has, other than that game, their offense has really cranked up over the last several. The defense might not be vintage App State defense, but their offense is cranked up.
Yeah, their offense has been great. Remember, they've had, with Noel being banged up a little bit at running back, they've had to go to different guys, been running back by committee. And remember, Joey Aguilar just got there. You know, it's like the quarterback has been there multiple years. He wasn't even the day one starter.
Nope.
Right? You know, you go into week one, you're like, okay, we got a quarterback. He gets, you know, injured, enter Aguilar. And that's what the process of this season has been. Is a quarterback who transferred from junior college from Northern California, comes all the way to Boone, North Carolina. So you already know the adjustment he had to make. But then he had to learn the system. He had to learn, you know, just what he can be in this offense. And I think it took them for the latter part of the first half of the season. And now you start to see that consistent play. And this was a team that was tied up, I think, a half last week versus Georgia Southern. And then end up winning that game, you know, by 30 points. Like, it's just, that's where this team is. They are explosive. They are one of the best when you look at the conference in terms of scoring. But you can't talk enough about Joey Aguilar. Like, I've been really impressed, and I've watched him throughout the season. And if I told you that you had Bo Nix and Jaden Daniels and then, Joey Aguilar in terms of touchdowns thrown this year in college football – You would blink your eye. You would be shocked, but that is the case. He's the third leading thrower of touchdowns this season in college football. That's how well he's played. I think the offense is reflecting that over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, over 3,000 yards passing, 33 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Not going to make a lot of Heisman lists, obviously. Bo Nix is probably going to make a lot of Heisman lists. Daniels from LSU is going to make a lot of lists for the Heisman Trophy. But, you know, these types of games, the Sun Belt Championship or just Sun Belt games in general, they provide some fireworks. And I mean, I'm sure you've spent a lot of time watching tape on App and Troy and watching a lot of games. I mean, what kind of game are you anticipating here?
Well, you got to think it's offense versus defense, right? One of the best offense in the Sun Belt versus the best defense in the Sun Belt, right? And we love those matchups. And then you hope to get something on the opposite sides, too, from both teams that really make this a close game. And that's what I'm really envisioning right now. This is going to be a close game that goes down to the wire. And then you have, you have the defending champion in Troy who's trying to hold on to the trophy. They're playing at home. But then you have App State who's run the conference for the better part of since they've had championship games.
Yeah.
That's what excites me about the matchup too. And it's funny that we've got some superstars now too, right? Kamani Vidal, who just was named player of the year in the conference. Well, I mentioned Aguilar. He's, you know, the newcomer of the year. So you've got star power and you got some outstanding coaches too, right? John Summerall over at Troy. And then obviously Sean Clark and what he's been able to maintain while at App. This has been, to me, it has a ton of star power. This is, you know, one of my things I love about Championship Weekend is that the program is on full display, right? You've made it to the Championship Weekend. It's a great infomercial for the university, And as we get ready to start the recruiting process, if I'm a lot of schools, I'm going to continue to look at where can I go to play on these platforms, play in these types of games, and get the recognition I think a lot of these players are going to get this weekend.
Should be a blast, an absolute blast. 4 o'clock on ESPN. Kirk Morrison will be there. We look forward to checking you out. I appreciate your time, Kirk.
No, anytime. I appreciate the time, fellas. Thank you.
You got it. Kirk Morrison here from ESPN.
Cash prizes every day. Adds up when you play at Pulse Casino.
Pulse.com. Over 700 casino-style games and counting. And no terrible lounge singer. Promise.
Hey, that's pretty mean.
There's always a new reason to play. Cash prizes every day of the week. PULSZ.com.
Pulse in your pocket. You can play anywhere. PULSZ.com.